Well, hello guys, Solar Man here. This is just a quick skit about a femme driving along the road and she gets pulled over by a policeman. This is how it would go, I think.
Hello. I am invincible. Oh yeah. Go, lady. Oh, shit! Can't be me, I haven't done anything wrong! Oh, alright! Right. Now, how do I look? Oh, good. Gorgeous, in fact. I think I use the damsel in distress this time. That usually always works.
Good afternoon, madam. Do you know why I stopped you?
No, I was driving correctly, doing nothing wrong.
I stopped you because you were speeding.
No, I wasn't. You stopped me because you saw a good-looking femon. And you wanted to get a closer look at my beauty.
And what is the speed limit on this road?
40 miles per hour, and I was only doing 38.
The speed limit on this road is 30 miles per hour, and you were doing 48 miles per hour.
Well, they must have just changed it, because it's always been 40 miles per hour.
Yes, this road was changed to 30 miles per hour.
So you can't charge me if they've just changed it with no signs about.
But that was 15 years ago, and the sign is right by that tree in front of you.
Well, it's only your word, and I'm a femon, and have a tube between my legs.
We have electronic instruments that take a video and timestamp it, and record the speed of the vehicle.
Well, I'm having a really heavy period, which is something males don't have to tolerate or understand.
Having your period does not affect your driving, although you may get blood all over the seats.
Well, I'm bipolar, so that's why I didn't see the sign.
Bipolar is not a condition that will affect the speeding offence.
And I just lost my father, too, and I had tears in my eyes. Oh, I couldn't see the sign.
I'm sorry to hear that, but I will have to issue a speeding fine and an undue care and attention on top, if that's the case.
Oh, I all of a sudden feel very tired. I feel like laying down in the back seat there. Do you want to lay down, too?
I have been doing my job for many years. And will do my job and issue a ticket. And try to forget you mentioned that.
You must be gay or mad to refuse a goddess like me.
Neither. I just have principles.
Are you trying to sexually assault me? Help! Help! Stop touching me!
You may not have noticed. I am wearing a body cam. Not just for your protection, but for mine. Please sign the ticket and you can be on your way.
I'm not signing that. And if you knew my husband, you would tear that up.
And who is your husband?
Well, I haven't got one yet. But when I do, you can bet he'll be very important and influential.
And rich, of course.
Well, that goes without saying, of course.
If you don't sign the ticket, I will be forced to arrest you.
For a speeding ticket? You've gone power mad.
Have you been drinking alcohol today, madam?
No, and that is the truth.
And I'm supposed to believe that one truth amongst all the other lies you've told me. Although I can't smell any alcohol on your breath, I can give you a sobriety test on the side of this busy road, and you will be in the view of all the drivers driving by.
You can't and wouldn't do that.
I can and I will, if you don't sign this ticket.
Don't give it here. I'll sign it. It makes no difference. I'm appealing anyway, and will get off because I'm an entitled femon.
Well, thank you, madam. And you can be on your way. Oh, did you know you had a dent in your door?
This car's outside is immaculate. Like me, there's no flaws on this car.
There's the dent I was talking about.
Are you crazy? You just fired yourself. Your body cam will prove what you just did.
I switched the cam off after you signed the ticket. And I can see more dents on your car if you don't drive off and just be on your way.
You're almost as nuts as a femon. I'm leaving this place. Goodbye.
Have a nice day. They always think they're fucking with me, but I'm fucking with them. Ha 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 ha!